We are back here on the High School Football Coaches Preview Show. Joining us right now, Brian Case from South Central Calhoun. Titans coming off a fantastic season last year, going 9-2, getting back up to the Dome before falling in the semifinals in a great game to Van Meter at 20-12. Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. Good to catch up with you again.
Absolutely, Jeff. It's just great to be back here, and we appreciate everything that you guys do for us. So looking forward to a great year.
Brian, I remember last year talking to the senior group and that loss in the quarterfinals, I think, kind of drove them, and it sounded a little bit like, you know, maybe not having a lot of people feeling like they could get to the Dome kind of helped push that team last year. This last year, you got there. I have a feeling that pushed this group to want to get back.
Well, sure. You know, anytime you have success, that always breeds success, and kids get motivated to kind of get back where they were before. Last year, we were blessed, and we were fortunate enough to reach the carpet, and kids want to get back there again. So, you know, I think that we've had a pretty good offseason. We've had some ups and downs throughout that offseason as far as the number of kids we've been getting to the weight room and so forth. But the overall outlook from our kids has been very positive through and through.
Was it a good summer for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we had kids that were coming in and doing the things that we were asking them to do. But at the same time, we didn't have everybody in. I think we had 67 kids that had signed up prior to the summer. That said, that they were going to come out for football. And we probably averaged, I mean, early on, mid-40s as far as coming into the weight room. But towards the end of the summer, we understand that there's vacations and kids think that they need breaks and they have work and that. So the last month of July, we were probably averaging, you know, upper 20s. So you know, they're getting about 50% of the team in there. That's disheartening. But at the same time, I mean, those 50% that were coming in are probably the kids that know they're going to be on the field on Friday night. So that was a positive as well.
What are some of the things you guys have focused on here so far in fall camp?
Probably ourselves. I mean, we're really looking at the fundamentals of the game in all three levels, you know, with the offense, defense, and through our special teams. We know that we lost some really good kids off last year's ball team. And we have some young kids that are fighting for some spots right now. We have probably five sophomores that we feel could fit into the mix at any one of our levels. And they're really good athletes. It's just a matter of that inexperience on a Friday night, a varsity level contest, and whether they're going to be able to handle it or not. But you know, I think that some things are looking really good right now. We have a lot of kids fighting for positions. We just have some unknowns at this time, in this juncture. But we're really focusing on just the fundamentals of the game right now and just trying to get better on a daily basis.
What are some of the concerns then coming into this year?
You know, I think that we have a great nucleus coming back, to be honest with you. I think that, you know, we had 16 returning letter winners from last year, so you do have that nucleus to build off of. But our secondary right now, we've kind of revamped that a little bit. We lost to the three of the four kids that we had back there. We have some really good athletes that are going to be back there. It's just a matter of finding out who's going to gel and work well together to give us the strongest possibility to be successful on that side of the ball. You know, up front, defensively, from our down three to our linebacking core, I think that's going to be really strong for us. From an offensive standpoint, you know, we bring back four kids and possibly five, six that have played an awful lot up front. So that's going to be a great nucleus for us. New quarterback, you know, Cole Corey was a two-year starter for us at quarterback. So right now we have Gavin Batta, who's a sophomore, and Kevin King, who's a senior, fighting for that position. And then I think that we have one running back position that's just unsettled right now. So you know, we have some concerns, but not necessarily are they concerns. It's just a matter of who's going to end up winning those starting positions for us. You know, we have some holes to fill. There's no question about that. It's a good thing that we have three non-district games to try and get all the kinks worked out and see what's going to be the best for us moving forward.
You kind of mentioned some battles for some spots and stuff. Let's start offensively with this team. What do some of the positions look like? Maybe who are some of the kids that maybe are fighting for some of those spots?
Yeah, I've already talked about our quarterback position, and that's Kevin King and Gavin Pata. Gavin probably throws a better football than what Kevin does. I mean, Kevin brings that leadership ability. He's a senior leader out there. He's one of our captains, and he's 165 pounds. He's throwing a lot better ball. His arm strength has gotten so much better. He's a leader on the field. His feet are really, really good. But like I said, with Gavin, he just throws such a nice ball. You know, he's 6'3", stands back there. He's 165 pounds, and he's running the show a little bit better right now. So but right now, it's kind of a toss-up, and we really don't know what to do with that particular position. Both of those guys are going to see time probably in the first three games, and hopefully somebody just kind of jumps to the forefront and takes that leadership role, and we'll end up emerging as our quarterback. At the same time, like I said, we have four, five, six kids up front that have all played for us last year. So we have a pretty good nucleus that way. one of the interesting things that we've done right now is Jaden Sort. He's been a two-year starter for us at center, and he's still taking reps there. He knows that position, but we've also moved him back to a fullback position. You know, when you're 6'2", 220 pounds, run a 4.7 40, I mean, and he can run downhill and run behind the pad. That's pretty tough to stop. And then you've got Blake McAllister that's coming back. You've got Kobe Kraft that's playing a wing right now. You got Kevin King that can also play that wing. You've got some other sophomores that are in there, that wing back. I mean, it's a little bit more versatile and a little bit more dangerous that way as well. Cody Thompson has also played fullback for us. He actually started the first two games last year for us, and we won both of those games. So I think that we have some options there, to be honest with you. And I think that we're going to end up being okay. At the offensive tackle position, we do have one position that I think there's a couple of kids fighting for that position as well, and that's a couple of juniors. One of them's Connor Sharn at 275 pounds, and one's Waylon Gimberling. He's also a junior, and he's 230 pounds and can run. So that's one spot that right now there's a battle for.
Defensively, do you feel like things are fairly well set?
Yeah, especially from, like I said, our down three and our linebacker core. I mean, it looks pretty good right now, and we have a little bit of depth built in there. We have a kid named by the name of Trice Lyons that wasn't really able to play for us last year. He's a senior. He is the only kid that never missed anything in the weight room all the way since January. Never missed a particular day. I mean, he's 100% attendance with everything. You know, so I'm kind of rooting for him to kind of find some time on the field as well. He plays a tight end, and he also plays in our linebacker core. So I know that he's going to work into the mix someplace. And then Kevin King is back in our secondary. And then from that point on, we do have to find three other kids. And like I said, we're moving some kids around that we, you know, it's going to give us the best option and make our defense as strong as it possibly can be. So there might be some kids that were playing linebacker last year that moved to the secondary and so forth. But there's also some young kids back there that are really, really good athletes, and they're just catching on right now as far as the whole schematics of what we're trying to do defensively. And once that everything clicks, I mean, we're going to be okay back there as well. But we might go through some growing pains for the first few games, and that's okay. I mean, that's what those first non-district games are all about. And hopefully we see a lot of growth there and can keep on building some depth that way. So hopefully by the time we get to districts, good things are going to happen for us.
Coach, will we see any tweaks to the style offensively or defensively?
No. I mean, we are who we are. Jeff, you've watched us for years.
Yep.
You know, I'm starting my 29th year of coaching, 27th year here at South Central Calhoun. This is my 21st year as a head coach. And, you know, we do what we do, and people know us. I mean, we're running that full house tee offense and running some 2x2, 3x1 sets as well. Defensively, we're either a 4-3 or a 3-4, and that's what we do. And
Coach, do you like how the schedule breaks down?
Well, we do. I mean, like the first three non-district games, we know that we're going to be tested week in and week out. You know, you play USAC County, who's also always been a rivalry game. We have to go over there. Eric does a tremendous job with those kids over there, and their staff does a great job of getting kids ready week in and week out. So that's going to be a great test for us week one. And you have a 2A program in Pocahontas area, or a conference school for us as well, but we're going to have our hands full there. And then we're going to see Emmitsburg, who we've never played before. We know that they have a brand new coach. We know that they lost an awful lot from their offensive defense. I think they bring back one starter offensively and two starters defensively, so they're probably, you know, it's just Emmitsburg, though. I mean, they reload, and we're going to have our hands full that way. And then once you get into district play, I mean, absolutely anything can happen. We're going to open up with Manson Northwest Webster. We have Eco Grove for homecoming. South Hamilton is traditionally very, very strong. Woodward Granger has a new coach over there, but they have some great athletes coming back. Belmont Clemmie, we know that they lost 10 kids off their offense last year, but the one kid they bring back is very, very special at that running back position. So we're going to have our hands full through the first 8 weeks, and hopefully we see some progress, Jeff. Hopefully we get better week in and week out, and by the end of the year, hopefully we're in a position to hopefully be talking about a district title, but only time will tell.
Who do you think the teams will be that could contend with you guys for that district title?
Boy, it just depends on who shows up, and every Friday night, you know, South Hamilton is one of those teams, and we ended up beating them in the second round of the playoffs, but we were down, you know, 8-0, you know, going late into the fourth quarter. I think there was 8 minutes to go in the game, and you know, all of a sudden we kind of found a way to win, and we ended up winning 20-8 to move on to the quarterfinals against South Hamilton. So we know what they're all about. They're just a strong physical football team through and through. The one thing with them right now is we know that they only have three kids coming back off of last year's team. But, you know, we don't play them until week six, so they're going to have everything figured out that way as well. Woodward Granger, they scare me a little bit just from the standpoint of the brand new coach. I know that they're going to go to the spread. We played down there week seven, and those kids are going to be ready to go for us as well. But we have a great opportunity. As long as we show progress and we can create some more depth through and throughout the first probably 5-6 weeks, I think that we're going to be ready to go, and I think we're going to be able to put ourselves in position to hopefully contend for that district championship. Like I said, I mean, if we're not ready to go any Friday night, I mean, anybody can beat anybody, and we know that. So our kids are going to have to be focused and ready to go. And
well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today. It's always fun getting to catch up with you. Can't wait to get up there and see you guys play and get a chance to chat with you in person. So appreciate all your time here today. Best of luck coming up this season.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time, Jeff. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Head Coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. More of the Coaches Show coming up for you next year on KCIM.